Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Scott Christie, and he is president of the board for the Exira Library. So good morning to you, Scott.
So nice to be with you this morning.
Scott, you have an event coming up on this coming Sunday, actually. We want to talk about that event and then why we're having it. So folks can go and eat. What's more important than having a good time eating?
That's right, especially on a Sunday.
Yes, yes. So tell us about where and when and...
Well, the Board of Trustees for the Exira Public Library is partnered with the Exira Masons to offer a breakfast fundraiser this coming Sunday, January 15th, from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall. People can come and enjoy a breakfast of pancakes, eggs, sausage, and French toast. It's a free will donation, and all those funds will be going to our library building project fund.
So you can go before church, after church, bring your family, have a great time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Food and fun always go together. So, and we'll remind people again about that, it's this Sunday at Brayton Town Hall. But Masons were interested in helping this Exira Library project. And I guess, Scott, let's talk first about why are you doing this? You're changing, you're expanding. Why?
Well, that's a great question. And I think the Exira Masons, as well as many other community groups and individuals, for many years have just really noticed how vital our public library is to the life of our town. It's used by many, many people, young and old, and we're excited about being able to expand and increase what we can offer to the community.
Mm-hmm. There are always more books, and then there are always more things. I know. I think almost all libraries have added computers for the general population use, and they take up space.
They do indeed, and do get a lot of use, both from young and old. Part of our expansion as well will provide a meeting room that can be utilized by community groups and individuals for meetings, lectures, presentations. We're excited about that. As well, really, the more and more books that we add to our collection require space, as well as movies, audiobooks, and even electronic books that we've been making available to people have become very popular.
Let's talk a little bit about the electronic books, because certainly the popularity of the Kindles, the Nooks, they're kind of brand names, all kinds of opportunities to read books when you don't actually have a book in your hand.
Exactly. And really, this will be the second year that we make those available to our patrons, especially with Christmas just having been recently. We noticed that a lot of people received those electronic devices, the Nooks, iBooks, the Kindles. And so we're excited about being able to continue to provide the opportunities to read in any form to people.
And of course, those don't take up space, but they take up time and they take up, you maybe had to add some more computer space. I'm not sure. As I understand, you know, if you buy those books from the commercial places, there is always a fee. What about when you get them through the library?
That's a great question. What to simplify it, people will be using a password that we provide to them, our patrons, and they're able to download the text of those books. Not sure exactly how that it works, but the book remains on there for a period of time and then kind of magically disappears. So, whereas if you were to purchase a book, it'd stay on there forever. If you check that electronic book out, it's going to be on there just long enough for you to read it.
Like checking a book out and taking it home, only you're checking it out for your whatever electronic device you have.
Exactly.
Great, great service. I'm sort of getting off on a tack here, but, you know, then we don't have to buy those books and get them stacked up at home. Sometimes we can't give those on. We have to keep them once we buy them, and they just stack up and add more clutter. So.
That's true. There's still something pretty neat about the feel of a page in one's hands, but, you know, at the library, we're just firm believers in allowing people to read in any way that, you know, anything to attract people to reading,
right.
We're pretty excited about.
Yeah. And mentioned the large print books.
Exactly. Well, you know, I guess I'll have to throw my own hand up in the air in that, I am joining that population that really appreciates that larger print. And we have found, you know, as much as we can, the books that we add to our collection are large print, and that's a very popular portion of our collection.
I find, especially if I read at night, I more appreciate that large print.
Indeed.
Yeah. So if you're not familiar with large print, I think a lot of libraries either have them or can borrow them somewhere. It's a good thing to check out if you are getting to that kind of stage where it would be easier to read with a large print. Other things that are available now at your library that I know you're going to be expanding? We talked about, of course, the meeting room is new. We've talked about the large print books, movies, and music and that sort of thing are both available.
Audiobooks also are very popular. You know, we have a lot of people within our community who commute to work or, you know, anytime you travel to Des Moines or Omaha, perhaps, or go on a business or a vacation, sometimes just having something other than music to listen to in the car is pretty nice to be able to listen to a book.
Kind of keep up to date with them. Otherwise, you don't have time to read them. Or we think we don't have time. So now the Exira Library has been on Main Street for a long time. I'm not sure if that's where it's always been in Exira or not. And Scott's thinking back now.
Well, I've been a resident of Exira for about 14 years now, which still makes me kind of a newcomer in many ways. But I believe it's always been on Main Street, just not in that same location that it currently is. I think it began across the street from where it is now, but we're excited to still maintain a presence on Main Street.
Okay, and with this changes in the library, you're not going to be actually moving the library from where it's been, correct?
That's right, and I think that's the most exciting part of it. You know, on the Board of Trustees for quite a number of years, we've been discussing the possibility of expanding. Initially, the thought was that we might have to move away from Main Street, and that's something we really never were very excited about. A few years ago, the store adjacent to where we are now became available, and it seemed like the right thing to do to purchase that, to maintain a presence on Main Street and continue to be a vital part of not only Main Street, but of the community.
Okay. So in expanding and updating and all these things that you're doing, of course, this breakfast is just one of the fundraiser kind of things. How is all the money being found and gathered together to do this expansion?
Also a wonderful question and something that we're really very thankful for. Anytime you're talking about an expansion of a facility, it obviously is going to take a lot of time, effort, and funds. We've been very fortunate. Our head librarian, Sandy Bauer, her staff, the rest of the Board of Trustees, has worked very hard the last couple of years in trying to apply for and secure grants. We've been very fortunate to actually receive some of those. Amongst them would be from the federal government. There's a U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Community Development grant that we were able to secure. The Iowa West Foundation has been very good to us as well, as has an additional Iowa entity, the Roy Carver Charitable Trust, has provided us funds, as well as even more closer to home, the Ottoman County Community Endowment has provided, been very, very kind to us. As well, again, as many, we talked earlier about the Exira Masons, a variety of community groups and individuals have really been wonderful to us as well.
Well, it's a library that's available to all the public, and so thank goodness lots of people realize that and are willing to work a bit at it. And mentioning work, the library is not where it usually has been right now.
That's true. That's true. And again, thinking of mentioning work, indeed our head librarian and her staff, a variety of community volunteers, worked very hard here recently to really just kind of pick up the library and move it up the street a little bit. It's in a different location. It's just adjacent to our city office. And we'll continue to be open there for business until our expansion process is done.
And when are you hoping that'll be done? What's the plan?
Well, that's also a good question. We are just in the process we have a couple of steps to complete, including an upcoming public meeting to review a bid. And once that bid is awarded, we hope to begin pretty quickly. It very well, construction could begin, I think, as early as February.
All right. And we're so looking for within this year, correct?
Absolutely. We're hopeful that the process could take 3 to 4 months to complete. And then we'll be back
And then you're going to do a big open house and invite us all to come and see it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you have to celebrate those successes when you have those. And I know that that's going to happen for you. So let's mention again, because people can come and can donate in a way if they haven't helped yet. Now's the time and have a good time. So remind us of that opportunity.
Indeed, LaVon. The reminder is for this coming Sunday, January 15th, from 8:30 to 12:30. Breakfast at the please come join us at the Brayton Town Hall. The Exira Masons and the Library Board will be offering breakfast for a free will donation: pancakes, eggs, sausage, and French toast.
So enjoy the breakfast and be generous in your donations. And thank you very much to Scott Christie, who's president of the Board of Trustees for the Exira Library, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought from Henry Ford. Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal.